Flats Mafia Radio, brought to you by Sea Mule and Berkshire Homes. If you want to talk fishing with a crew, hit us up at 888-404-1010. Here's your host, Captain Bubba and his crew, Captain Glenn and James Garrison.
Good morning. Had an interesting morning. Last second, 3 seconds from the three-point line, buzzer beater. We just barely got in the studio to get this show going. Mark, our producer, having to sleep in a little bit, but that's all right. We make things happen. We're not perfect. We got a great show for you guys today. We're going to be talking about how to prepare for a slam tournament. It's going to be an interesting show. We all got three different outlooks on it. Looking forward to getting into that. We got a big tournament coming up this next weekend. Fish Brains Tournament is going to be a good one. And I want to go into a little bit of... Also, we want to show you...
While you're
listening, FlatsMafia.com. Make sure you check us out on FlatsMafia.com. Make sure you follow us on Instagram at Flats Mafia. Go and like us on Facebook.
You know, tomorrow's Cyber Monday.
Cyber Monday. We got sales going on, people.
So we're going to do it. We're going to continue the Black Friday sale. Just go ahead and put in Black Friday at checkout. You're going to get 20% off everything online. There's a couple other people that help us out that got some sales going, too.
Yes, sir.
RCI Optics, they're going to do 20% off. I think their sale ends Monday as well. 20% off everything, and that's my favorite pair of glasses.
Yes, RCI Optics. And you got, right now.
You got a couple more.
I have to try a pair of those. You should.
We got Rooker Coolers. They just got their wine glasses in. Have you seen those yet?
No, they got wine glasses.
I share them on Facebook. Yeah, they're little wine glasses that are made like the stainless steel.
Nice.
Sealable. Yeah. Get that for your old lady. Get her tuned up.
Awesome.
Shoot, Bubba, be using those on the boat.
Yeah, I drink wine.
That's it.
Right.
Today's Sunday morning Tampa Bay Marine Forecast is brought to you by Taylor Werner Kitchens.
All right, our weather for today is mostly sunny, northeast, east 7 to 14 knots, 2 foot light, moderate chop, water temperature 63 degrees, low tides at 1:15 p.m., high tide is at 6:05 p.m. All right, well, we want to give a shout out real quick to Boat and Motorsports. They got a grand opening, got a big event going on December 17th. Me and Glenn will be there.
Doing a seminar.
They got a great thing going on for kids. They're giving away like a 9.9 horsepower tiller. Any kid up to 13 years old gets a free fishing rod. Merry Christmas. They got a very, very cool event going on there. Shout out to Sea Mule Studios making this happen. So we're going to go into prepping for a tournament, whether it's the tournament we're fishing this weekend. I don't know if you're making it. You got something going on.
Yeah, I'm going out of town. I'll be fishing for some rainbow trout.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Something a little different. Well, while you're over there fishing for rainbow trout, me and James and Jeff will hold it down on this side.
Hold it down for me.
So it's a slam tournament. So what consists of the slam, you got to have biggest trout, biggest snook, biggest redfish. So you got to have a game plan. Me personally, I like to pre-fish at least twice leading up to that and trying to find what usually each year and each time of the weather, depending on what it is, that's what you target first, which is your harder fish to catch, which would you say?
Right now I'm going for the snook in the morning. I'm going for that first light.
Thing.
Yeah. Trying to get something 25 inches or bigger.
Yeah.
And
start there. Start with the snook and then catch your snook. So you got 25 inches, whatever it is, 25 inches. And then you move on, try to catch the slam. And when you catch the slam, then you upgrade. And you want to try to get bigger fish. Glenn, you're pretty good at winning slam tournaments.
It's Captain Glenn.
Excuse me.
I got to give him some credit. He is very good at home with the slam tournaments. He's won quite a few. Big ups to you over there, Glenn. I'll finally give you some credit, son.
Thank you. Right. Well, my approach on slam tournaments is I agree with you guys, you know, first thing in the morning.
That's a good approach. Agree with us.
Agree with you guys. That's it. The first thing first.
That's a good start.
That's
a good start. I like to, you know, take care of the snook in the morning. As soon as the tournament, you know, begins, go after your snook. I put a time limit on myself. I fish till 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock's my cutoff where... For the snook only. That's okay. My cutoff. And, you know, and if I get my snook off the bat, you know, I like to target the trout, the big trout. You know, I know you can catch trout all day long, but you want to target the big one.
That's because it's early morning.
It's early morning.
Fired up the most.
That's right. You got that big trout bite early morning also. So, and then after that, a lot of people think, oh, trout, you know, trout's the easiest. They want to get that redfish.
No,
but trout's one of the hardest.
That's the hardest.
You know, because the reason why people lose because they got a 14-inch trout, 12-inch trout, 15, 16-inch trout. They don't have that 22 to 25-inch trout to push them over. So, you know, I think redfish would be the easiest because you could catch redfish on a negative tide, on a flood tide. You could catch redfish all day long if you want to.
Soak the bait.
Catch them.
Your trout in a slam tournament is what makes your slam.
I think so.
Without that extra 18 inches.
That's it.
You suck.
If I always try to target a 20-inch trout or better. 20 inches.
Oh, of course.
20 inches or better. And then, you know, always, you know, your redfish could be decent. 25, 26. Your snook could always be decent. And then you're in the running.
Yeah.
You know, you're in the running with 60 inches, 70 inches. You're in the running.
Yeah. You want to target the goal, the absolute goal is 90. You want to shoot for 90 inches. I know we fished a couple sheriff's office tournaments where that has gotten into the hundreds.
Right.
You know, some people are going all the way down south, catching a 44-inch redfish, then running all the way back across the bay. You know, you catch a 44-inch redfish, that takes the stress off the snook and the trout. Right. You know, all you have to do is catch something decent.
But I think, you know, I disagree with that. I'll be honest with you. I think, you know, because people are limited to a charity tournament. You know, remember, this is charity. It's not, you know, you're all professionals fishing. And I think there need to be guidelines to that, to where you need to let out the same place and everybody fishes there. You know, I don't think it's fair for people to travel, go catch your big redfish, because then everybody else is at a disadvantage because there's no 44, 45, 46-inch redfish, you know, in the bay on a regular basis. You know, I'm sure they're there. But on a regular basis,
there are a couple spots for them. We're not going to give that out.
We ain't gonna give that
morning,
out, but right.
But there are a couple.
Right.
We're gonna keep that on. Some stuff's got to stay secret.
It's got to stay secret.
Yeah. Stay secret. So I'm having trouble this morning. Mark,
trout,
man, you got me all jacked up this morning, dude.
That's is a tournament winner, though.
The trout is a tournament winner.
For sure, I think so.
All right. So look. So you know when you're going into the tournament, you have your A, your B, your C, and your D spots. So you already know going into pre-fishing for that tournament, okay, this spot's been on fire. I'm going to go here, giving it this amount of time. And you know as the day goes on, everything changes. Your tides change. The weather changes. It gets hotter. So you got to have those spots. How long do you stay at your A spot, then move to your B spot? Like, how long are you giving these spots for these fish that you know that you caught earlier in the week?
It depends on the time of year and when the tournament is. You know, usually in the summertime, I would chum. If nothing's happening with chummers, I move. I need at least one or two blowups. If not, I'm moving.
Yeah.
You know how it is fishing with Glenn, though.
Yeah, I move. I stick and move.
Glenn gives 5 seconds to every spot he's at.
I stick and move. Unless I'm cut baiting and dead sticking.
The last tournament I fished with Glenn, and it was like, oh, yeah, we're going to get our snook right here. We're going to get our snook right here. And then we're going to get it, and then we're going to move on. We're going to get the redfish. And it's like, I love fishing with him because, you know, when he gets hyped like that, it's, you know, I'm hyped with him because I'm optimistic as well. But then some of the problems that we run into is deviating from the plan.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you say we're going to do this. You stick to that plan. We're going here, 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 and here. Then as soon as you jump off that spot, now you're on this side of the bay. You're all the way north. Your tide is different on the other side. It's like your plan's messed up. You need to stay
You're arguing
focused.
On the boat. Arguing on the boat.
Arguing on the boat. That's the worst thing you can have on the boat. You cannot argue on the boat when you're in a tournament.
That's it.
You got to have that good vibe. So this is Flats Mafia. We are live. Make sure you check us out on Facebook. We'll be coming back to you shortly. I'm in the studio with Captain Glenn Sanchez and James Garrison. We will be back to you shortly.
Let's Mafia Radio will be back after this quick break. We are brought to you by C. Mule and Berkshire Homes.
Bubba with Flats Mafia Radio here. You guys need to go check out my buddy Jay at Beta Bay Boatworks. He's the guy I go see if I'm having problems with my electrical, gel coat, fiberglass repair, if I want to paint my boat or re-non-skid it, or if I need to install a power pole, a trolling motor, or any other accessories. JR is the man at Beta Bay Boatworks. You can call him at 813-480-3405, 813-480-3405. Mention Flats Mafia Radio and receive a 10% discount. What's up, everybody? This is Bubba with Flats Mafia Radio. Are you ready to start looking fly on the water? Well, if you are, you need to go to flatsmafia.com and check out our assorted shirts we have to offer to women's, kids, and men's. And we have plenty of hats for you to select from, and you want to trick out your cooler or trick out your boat or even trick out your truck. We have plenty of stickers for you. So make sure you go to flatsmafia.com and check out all our gear. This is Bubba with Flats Mafia Radio. Are you guys ready for some real barbecue?
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking about some real barbecue. R-E-E-L, B-B-Q. Go see my buddy Scott down there in Palm Harbor. He's got a killer menu. I'm talking about a pulled pork grilled cheese. I'm talking about ribs that fall off the bone. And my personal favorite,
the bucket.
Let me explain something to you real quick. The bucket, bottom layer, mac and cheese. Second layer, baked beans. Third layer, pulled pork or chicken. Fourth layer, creamy coleslaw. Topped with one of his four signature sauces that you are now able to pick up at your local Winn-Dixie. Scott is the real deal at the real barbecue. Let me explain to you, he's also available for catering, and the food truck is available for your next event. Contact info is www.realbarbecue.com, Facebook, Real Barbecue, Instagram, at Real Barbecue, email, info, at Real Barbecue. Scott's the real deal at Real Barbecue.
Are you ready to start building your dream home? Berkshire Homes is your answer. Berkshire Homes offers high-quality construction, hands-on service, and the ability to track your home's progress through the cloud. They have 40 years of combined experience building exclusive high-quality homes throughout the Tampa Bay area. Start building your dream home right now. Contact them, 813-982-4229. That's 813-982-4229. Or on the web at floridaluxuryhomes.net.
Kevin Glenn and James Garrison are back with Flats Mafia Radio, brought to you by C. Mule and Berkshire Homes.
Fuck wild for all of my people who don't care. Floss like a bunch of young black millionaires. Making you run me and my done stacking my ones. Floss a little, invest up in the mutual fund. Blowing the horn.
And we are back.
That was a jam back in the day.
That was the jam.
High school days.
Busta Rhymes on
Busta Rhymes.
I don't think our Facebook Live people can hear what's going on in the studio right now. I try to.
No mic. There we go.
We got no mic. Oh, there we go. Okay, our mic's back on.
I try to tell them to listen to it on the actual radio station, but people like to watch Bubba do his thing. So they can't get the full show in effect. It just sounds so much better on the radio than it does on Facebook Live.
Yeah. Once we figure out all these kinks and get this camera working, this camera's been a little bit difficult to try to actually get this live streaming going. But I'm actually, for listeners, we're going live on our Facebook page. And we still got plenty to talk about getting ready for these tournaments and prepping. And what are you going to do with bait? Like, you like to catch bait the day before and keep it in a pen. You know, there's a lot of different things you can do. What do you like to do, Glenn?
You know, I like to, you know, first things first. I like to check my rods, my reels, my leader line. I don't want to I don't want to fish that day with old leader line on there if it's frayed or whatnot. I always want to, retie, put fresh leader on, you know, check my line, check my guides and my eyes, see if they're not nicked. You know, all those are factors in landing a big fish. You know, all those are factors. Yeah, you agree on that?
Huge factors. Like, I honestly, when you're really prepping the right way is when you're rigging at home. You get all your knots tied, you check everything, make sure your reels are oiled up, greased up, ready to go.
Time's an enemy.
Time is it. Yeah, you want to get out there, catch the bait, because you're going to have to catch bait in the morning if you haven't got a decent amount, which catching the bait the day before on maybe like a serious
tournament. It's not necessarily like a charity tournament, but I've noticed when we were in a tournament down at Boca Grande, you know, we caught a bunch of bait. It was kind of hard to catch bait, so whatever we caught, we kept in the pen. Well, we came back the next day, and then there was a lot of bait already dead, and then the other bait that was in there was real lethargic. You know, they ended up just turning into chummers. So you got to get out there early. Make sure your rods, all your line, hooks, everything's tied right. What kind of leader line you get on a slam tournament? What are you using, 25, 30?
I use 25 unless I'm fishing a dock or something. You know, if I'm fishing mangroves or out in the flat, I'll use 25.
Oh, this time of year, you have to. It's so clear. Yeah. That water's so clear.
This time of year, you probably dropped on 20 or even 15 for redfish or if you're using artificials.
It's crazy you say how clear it is, because when I was in the river Friday, I've never seen the live well so clear, because that river water is usually like brown. And like I looked in the live well, I was like, wow, this water is really, really clear right now.
Yeah, it hadn't rained.
Yeah,
it's been nice.
It's been nice. So keep that leader line, keep it light. Entice the bite. If you're out there and you know the fish are there and they're not really biting right now, or they're hitting chummers and they're not hitting your rod, you know, go down. James always likes to go down in leader line and
hey-o!
Go down.
Come on, man. Serious?
What I said? All right. James likes
that
to go
jab there.
James Woo! Likes to go down in the leader line.
I shouldn't have even said anything. I don't think he even caught what he said to me.
I didn't.
All right. But my mind just stays in the gutter.
I like that.
But when you emphasize
pressure's
it,
off me. I like that.
It stays in the gutter. Glenn, say something so I can jump on you.
I like that. It stays that way. I like that.
Glenn likes it when you go down in leader line.
Yeah.
So what else we got to talk about?
So I tell you what, you know what I did the other day? On Thanksgiving morning. It's a tradition that me and my cousin go fishing in the morning on Thanksgiving.
Which cousin?
My cousin Ryan. I don't think you know him.
Like 58
cousins.
Yeah,
I know. You know, us Spanish people, we got like 50 cousins. But 62. My cousin Ryan, we go fishing every Thanksgiving morning. And we broke out our waders.
Nice.
For the first time. That water was cold.
Cold.
Yeah, we broke out our waders. Bubby, have you ever fit in a pair of waders before?
Yeah, actually, I have fit in a pair of waders before.
You got a pair?
I thought we did. We
talked about this whole dick story in the fitting room.
I want to hear it.
Bro, we already heard it. You were sitting here with us.
Yeah, we already heard it. But I have.
I don't remember that.
I've gotten in a pair of waders before. You know, obviously the BBW waders, the big and tall waders. But they do. Believe it or not. Outdoor clothing, they do look out for the big men, you know, because we need some love in the big man apparel industry. Speaking of that, Flats Mafia does have shirts up to the 5XL.
We do. I got to order them.
They got to be
specially.
Yeah.
But if you let me know, send me an email. I get you taken care of.
Yep. All the big men out there, we got shirts in your sizes.
You hear that, Dakota? Dakota, James, he needs a shirt.
Dakota, we got you.
Bone Motor Store. Dakota, we got a shirt coming your way, bud.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We got some new stuff coming out, too. We got some long sleeve hoodies.
Hoodie tees coming.
For the wintertime. Dry fit.
Yeah, that's going to be good.
And then we got some cool tri-blends coming out, long sleeve.
Glenn has been on me with the tri-blends.
He loves the tri-blends.
Yes.
They're coming. Like and they're long sleeve, too.
Yep. Just and they're long sleeve.
Yeah, they're long sleeve, too.
Okay.
Just in time for the holidays, so you can go ahead and get your stocking stuffed with the Flats Mafia apparel.
You love your stocking stuff.
This show's getting out of hand today.
You need to shut the up.
Well, there he is. Mark's back.
Mark, hey,
he woke
buddy.
Up in there.
He woke up.
Hey, welcome to the show, buddy.
How's it going, Mark? Good to see you.
Where's the leftover turkey?
It's stuffed in the stocking.
So, Bub, do you run your boat? Do you run your boat?
I did. I ran my boat a couple of times. I've been running. As a matter of fact, I haven't even put gas in it yet. The tank's so big, I've been trying to get all that gas out of there.
Right.
And I haven't even, it's still, I could probably take one more trip out and run it.
You better run that thing. We're fishing in it this weekend.
Bro, I'm telling you right now, that boat right now is at Beta Bay Boatworks getting it done. JR, you better hurry, fully stripping it out.
We'll be taking Glenn's.
Nah. JR, you better hurry.
Nah, the C Pro will be ready.
Glenn, where's yours at?
It's high and tight at Hula Bay. Go get it.
Oh, is it at Hula Bay or is it still at Sign Pair?
It's a high pair. Yeah, you're right. It's getting wrapped right now. Yeah, Sign Pair.
We ain't going to have any time. I need a backup plan.
Yeah, don't worry. The C Pro
you
will be ready.
Troy's always got my back anyway. If I need him, he'll come through.
T-Dub, shout out to T-Dub. Don't worry, guys. The C Pro will be ready.
Look, man, the show's about show prep and stuff like that. You told me this morning you ripped out five, uh, You filled a bucket full of wires you just ripped out.
Yeah, just yanked them all out. We're going to put some new ones in there like it's brand new.
That just doesn't sound good to me. You just ripped out some wires like they
were going to nothing. I mean, we actually, the way it's supposed to go is you find the wires, look which way they go, tape them off, label them, then yank all that other nasty stuff out. Because the guy who I bought the boat from was an electrician, so he had all kind of home electrical stuff underneath the console, like the wires where you twist and tie, like no shrink wrap. It's all getting done the right way, professionally.
Glenn, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna get my Sea Mule cart ready.
There you go.
Because this fish brain tournament,
or the Wade bucket.
This tournament, yeah, you don't. It's not a whole boat tournament. This is an individual tournament ran by, you know. So I'm fishing for myself.
Yeah, we're fishing against each other.
Against each other, but we're on the same boat. So when his boat fails, I'm just gonna take my Sea Mule wading cart. Head out to the Hyatt or Lizard Flat and bust them up myself.
Yeah, well, I recommend bringing your Sea Mule cart anyways, but don't worry. Like I said, the Sea Pro will be ready to
Remember,
go.
It's not a fishing boat unless you have a warning sound going off in it.
A warning sound?
Yeah, a warning sound like a buzzer. Beep, the warning sound.
Oh, yeah, the alarm?
Something that you had the alarm, yeah.
Yeah, well, I fixed that. That was just because I ripped out a wire, put in the batteries. that's human error. But, of course.
Tighten it up, JR. Tighten it up.
Of course, I take it to JR. And he looks, he goes, I see it. I know what the problem is.
Actually, JR should be working on it right now.
He actually should be.
He should be. We should call him right now, and it should be working.
Maybe JR, if you're listening, why don't you call in and give us an update on the boat, see if it's going to be ready for this week.
No, JR, don't do that. Just get it working. Don't worry about this. Get it working.
Well, if y'all guys want to call up and chat with us, talk with us, 888-404-1010, we'll take calls right here. We would love to talk fishing, and we got plenty more to talk about.
We were getting into earlier about getting our spots ready.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I like to pick four spots that I pre-fished the week before that I know I'm going to. I'm going to A, B, C, and D. I got my time set out. Like Glenn said, he's done by at 10 o'clock in one spot. He's done.
I should have my snook and my trout.
Sometimes it deviates if that snook is, if you keep catching them and they keep getting bigger, you ain't going to leave it.
Right.
You're going to stay there because in these charity tournaments, you can get one, you know, the biggest snook gets a prize as well.
Oh, yeah. It's biggest snook, biggest trout. Biggest
red.
So
if you keep getting a bigger fish, you're not going to leave that spot. You stay there.
Right.
Yeah.
We'll get back into it more, people. Sorry.
We got plenty more to chat about. We got the big fish brain tournament coming up December 3rd, next Saturday.
That is.
The captain's meeting.
The first.
The first Thursday at Hula Bay. Y'all want to come hang out with us at the captain's meeting? I'm sure we'll be throwing back a couple cold ones.
It'll be a party when we walk in.
Yes. It's always a party when Flats Mafia's in the building. You guys, make sure you stay tuned. We're working out the kinks. Flats Mafia Radio. Two fingers.
Flats Mafia Radio will be back after this quick break. We are brought to you by Sea Mule and Berkshire Homes.
Hey, guys. Bubba with Flats Mafia Radio here. Have you guys heard about Sea Mule? Well, let me tell you something about Sea Mule. They're the world's best fishing carts. You can use them at the pier, you can use them while you wade fish. They're very compact, and they're very durable. You can customize your own cart. It fits in a compact vehicle, no need for a truck or a van. They have a long line of accessories. You can check them out at SeaMule.com, also at Facebook and Instagram, Sea Mule. Hee-haw!
If you've been in a car accident, you need to call Machine Law Group. If you've been involved in a motorcycle or bicycle accident, you need to call Machine Law Group. Don't wait till it's too late. You need to call Janelle Machine at Machine Law Group. Call or text her now at 813-238-5800. That's 813-238-5800. Or go to machinelawgroup.com. Don't wait, people. Do it now.
Bubba with Flats Mafia Radio here. Are you looking for a good fishing guide? All-American Fishing Charters with Captain Justin LaFaro offers services to the entire Tampa Bay area as well as Homosassa. He specializes in redfish, snook, trout, flounder, sharks, tarpon, and more. He has several different trips to fit your needs, including multi-boat events, corporate charters, and scalloping trips. Call him today and book your next fishing adventure at 813 813-
406-9722 or on the web at flallamericancharters.com.
Have you downloaded your Fish Brain app yet? If you're a fisherman and you haven't downloaded your Fish Brain app, you need to go download it right now. Fish Brain is the world's number one fishing app and fastest growing social network for anglers with 3 million users. This app is going to allow you to log your catches, follow activity in the fishing waters near you, connect with friends and other fishing enthusiasts. I'm telling you right now, Fish Brain, connecting anglers to make fishing dreams come true today and tomorrow. Download your Fish Brain app right now.
Ready to start building your dream home? Berkshire Homes is your answer. Berkshire Homes offers high-quality construction, hands-on service, and the ability to track your home's progress through the cloud. They have 40 years of combined experience building exclusive high-quality homes throughout the Tampa Bay area. Start building your dream home right now. Contact them, 813-982-4229. That's 813-982-4229. Or on the web at floridaluxuryhomes.net.
Bubba with Flats Mafia Radio here. You guys need to go check out my buddy Jay or at Beta Bay Boatworks. He's the guy I go see if I'm having problems with my electrical, gel coat, fiberglass repair, if I want to paint my boat or re-non-skid it, or if I need to install a power pole, a trolling motor, or any other accessories. JR's the man at Beta Bay Boatworks. You can call him at 813-480-3405, 813-480-3405. Mention Flats Mafia Radio and receive a 10% discount. What's up, everybody? This is Bubba with Flats Mafia Radio. Are you ready to start looking fly on the water? Well, if you are, you need to go to flatsmafia.com and check out our assorted shirts we have to offer to women's, kids, and men's. And we have plenty of hats for you to select from, and you want to trick out your cooler or trick out your boat or even trick out your truck. We have plenty of stickers for you. So make sure you go to flatsmafia.com and check out all our gear. This is Bubba with Flats Mafia Radio.
Captain Bubba, Captain Glenn, and James Garrison are back with Flats Mafia Radio. Brought to you by C. Mule and Berkshire Homes.
Flip mode.
Yeah, flip mode. Flats Mafia Radio. We're back. I got my buddy Alex on the line. We're going to be going to our weather update shortly.
Today's Sunday morning Tampa Bay Marine Forecast is brought to you by Taylor Warner Kitchens.
Today is mostly sunny, northeast to east, 7 to 14 knots, 2 foot light, moderate chop, water temperature 63 degrees, low tide is at 1:15 p.m., the high tide is at 6:05. We're going to the safety tip of the week. Baba Tiga, where you at? Alex.
Sound like he's laughing.
Alex, you there, brother?
He gone.
We lost him.
We'll be back.
We'll be calling back shortly. He's got a good safety tip of the week, actually, you know, crossing paths while you're on the water. All right, he's back. You there, Alex? Alex, you there?
We're hitting wrong buttons.
Alex.
You just hang up.
Hey, good morning, guys.
There he is.
Special guest, United States Coast Guard, coming to you live from beautiful Tampa, Florida, with your boating safety tip of the week. Navigation Rules and Regulations Handbook, or better known as the Rules of the Road, should be owned by every boat owner. These rules define the roles and responsibilities of vessel operators. If all operators follow these rules, most accidents can be avoided. You can purchase this handbook at nearly any marine supply store. Today's rule is number 15, crossing situation inland waters. When two power-driven vessels are crossing so as to involve risk of collision, the vessel which has the other on her starboard side shall keep out of the way and shall, if the circumstances of the case admit, avoid crossing the other vessel. In other words, if you have a vessel forward of you and you see their port side or red nav light, you must, by definition of the rule, keep out of the way. Remember not to cross their bow. For more information on the roles and responsibilities of this rule, check out Rules 16 and 17, where the actions by give way and stand on vessels. As always, for more boating safety tips, check out the Coast Guard's website at uscgboating.org, and don't forget to download the Coast Guard's app on Google Play and iTunes. Again, it's Payoff Diaz with your boating safety tip of the week. You guys stay safe out there and tight lines.
Appreciate it, Alex. Have a good day, brother.
Did he stay on or he gone? Alex, he gone?
Alex.
He gone. We need to have Glenn ride with him one day so yeah. Alex can show Glenn the proper way to drive a boat.
Glenn has no idea. He doesn't even know the rules of the water. He just, after he passed it, got his captain's glass.
The rule of Glenn is do what I want to do.
Look, the rules of the water is to catch fish.
All right. Well, why haven't you followed the rules then?
Right? Catch fish. That's the rules. That's my motto.
Glenn's rule is if he can see that no wake sign, if he and resume normal safe operation, if he can see it from a distance, if you can see it, you're good.
He gone.
You don't have to read it, long as you know what that sign says and you can see it. He gone.
Yeah, what? Yeah, you know, sometimes you got to go.
I've been good lately, guys. I've been good, yeah.
Well, you better be good because you're about to get a fresh rap on that boat. They're going to know who it is.
I get all the calls. I've been called before and Jeff's in the Keys, and I'm sitting here at home. I get a complaint. Like, we're not even on the water. The guy's like, yeah, you are. You ran through my zone. It was a guy who lived on, in Key West.
I know exactly where it was. Exactly, it's a sailboat. The sailboat's where he keeps the boat. And some people run it. Some people don't run it, but... Jeff that year was running through all the sailboat houses to get back to where the canal was, and the guy's just all mad because he got that sailboat rocking. Jeff had his boat rocking back and forth every time he comes in and out.
I get the complaint. I call Jeff, and Jeff's like, screw that guy. So he keeps going through there every day, and I think he got even closer to him every time. Because Jeff's like, this guy, they're, what do you call it, mooring? What do you call that?
Yeah, they're mooring. Like, it's all the people.
They're living on the water.
All the conks are living on the water.
And they're not paying any... They're not paying to live there or anything. They just got their boat. They're throwing their waste off the side of the boat, if you know what I mean. Dropping their bombs out the back, and they don't care.
Bombs over Baghdad.
Some dirty nasties.
Right.
The conks. That's the conk life in Key West.
They're locals.
Yeah. Well, Jeff did his thing there. That guy has a sailboat and a cell phone. That's it. And he made sure he used the cell phone.
Well, the funny part was, I'm getting a complaint, and it doesn't even cross my mind it's Jeff. So I called Glenn immediately. I'm like, where are you at? Because Glenn was in the Keys at the same time. He goes, I'm over in Isla Mirada or something.
No, he didn't say Marathon. He was like, bro, I'm right here in Marathon, bro. We're killing the dolphins.
For sure. I'm like, Glenn is, this guy's killing me. I got to give him a call. I know it's Glenn. The whole time it's Jeff.
I've been better.
He has been better. I mean, I don't know if he has. He says he has. I want to talk a little bit about some rituals on tournament day.
Oh, Lord.
There's certain things that I do every single time there's a tournament, and it has to do with the Golden Arches. You have to get this specific breakfast.
Oh, man.
All right? You get this specific breakfast.
Picante.
With the sausage burrito with the picante. And if you get two of those and get you either an OJ or a nice cold Coca-Cola, and you bring something for everyone on the boat, you already start the good vibes. And everyone is in a better mood already. Starts with breakfast. And then you better pack a hearty lunch because you're going to be out there all day.
Or, in your case, you didn't make sure that the restroom's open when we get to the ramp.
Gandy ramp, yeah. Even though that bathroom reminds me of, like, Candyman, but sometimes you got to go. You got to go.
All I need is a muscle milk in the morning, and I'm good.
Oh, wow.
Hey, buddy, drink two.
How long have you been drinking those for?
I've been drinking for a while.
Are you drinking you drinking the muscle milk lights?
Yeah, the muscle milk lights, exactly. The diet ones.
You drinking muscle milk?
That's it.
Yeah, I put a shot of protein in it, too.
I got 100 rituals. Y'all, you know that.
Yeah, well, I know another ritual is doing back dives off the boat, not meaning to.
You like on the falling off the boat thing again?
Wow. Well, give me some of your rituals. I want to hear them.
I don't like to give them out. You guys just make fun of me all the time about them. So number one is bait beer. Bait beer is a must when I'm on the boat. Somebody like Glenn who doesn't drink a lot, you can pound your muscle milk, buddy.
Yeah.
That's it.
But down the hatch.
No, they're too expensive. Only one in the morning.
I can see Glenn shotgunning a muscle milk, ripping the bottom out.
Get her done.
But that's what we do. We have a bait every time we're on the boat. When bait is done, you have a bait beer. I don't care who you are. You're drinking something.
You have
as a celebration. Half the work is done.
Yes, especially on the tournament days, man. You get that bait, and you get the bait quick, and you're able to shoot to those spots when you can catch the tide right.
We don't drink on tournament days.
That's a joke.
No.
Yeah, we do drink, because I tell you what. If we ain't catching the slam, we catching the buzz, you hear me?
That's it.
But yeah, so it's interesting because everyone has different things in the morning. Glenn likes to listen to Diana Ross while he's leaving the canal.
The Supremes. The Supremes.
I got another one. He's jamming it out, the wet sounds. Diana Ross is just
jamming down
whatever
the,
I
down
do
the
works.
Canal.
Whatever I do must work.
I got tons of rituals. You know them all. I don't like change in your pockets.
Nope.
I like your change out.
Change out.
I'm going to make myself really weird on this radio.
No, come
I
on,
like
it's here.
Pink spoonbills. If a pink spoonbill is near where you're fishing, go to that. Go right in front of them.
That's your marker.
You know what I don't like during a tournament? Is a messy boat. Cast nets thrown anywhere. Tackle boxes everywhere. You know, just stuff all over the floor. I don't like that.
Yeah.
All my stuff has to be put up in the boat.
Well, that's what leads up to after catching the bait. Then you clean the boat, hit it with the bucket, put everything up. Right. Then you open the cooler.
I don't like a sloppy boat. I have to have everything out of my way.
You need to shut up.
No, that's it. That's it.
Well, clean boat. Hey, they always say a clean boat is a happy boat.
That's right. Clean boat is a happy boat.
I don't know who said that, but I remember hearing it from someone.
I don't care.
Well, in this tournament, it's a pretty decent payout. Did you see that?
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, I saw that.
First place, $1,800. Second place, $900.
Yeah, third place is $300.
So, Roland Martin's going to be there.
Roland Martin is in the building.
That was my idol growing up right
there. Yeah, I love him and Jimmy Houston. Actually,
Roland Martin.
Jimmy Houston was the one that taught me how to set the hammer. The way those guys set the hook when they get a bass, it's like, you know what? I'm ripping every piece of your lip out. And ever since I saw Jimmy Houston start setting that hook, now I've now switched to circle hook. So
you still set the hook.
It's not like that anymore.
Yes.
Sometimes I do.
I'm not perfect.
I'm yelling at you in a tournament. Don't set the hook.
If you guys ever fish with Bubba on a boat, make sure you are opposite side of that rod.
Hey, look, I say one thing and one thing only. Duck or bleed.
Yeah, duck or bleed. That's a fact. You're going to catch it in the face. Hey,
I hooked Mikel the other day. I hit Mikel with a jig head.
Yeah, that's his fault. He's got to know better.
Hey, he thought he got hooked. I came back slung it and the lead head hit him in the side of the ribs. And he was like, How about the time
you stuck Jeff in the head and stuck it in his fish brain hat?
Oh, yeah. He did that. I definitely caught Jeff. And, you know, you got to be careful out there when you're casting because sometimes you get trigger happy and you just start slinging that rod. And you have to look out for your fellow fishermen on the boat.
What I've learned, Glenn, is just look out for Bubba.
If he's
near you, just, you know, expect your line to be crossed once his bait hits the water.
Also, Bubba has some heavy feet. I put him in a corner on my boat. Do not move until we get to these redfish.
See, this is a tournament thing. When you're fishing tournament, I don't like people to have shoes on.
That's a good observation.
Because it's just louder, especially Bubs in his no man card Crocs.
No.
and all his manliness is squeaking out of the holes of them Crocs.
You know what? Those Crocs got retired in Key West this year.
They're floating now.
Yeah, they float. Actually, they could be, now that Fidel's gone, it could be a raft for a couple people.
Maybe you could put them on Fidel. You need to retire Crocs.
Yeah.
I don't have
any
more.
You're a grown man.
Why don't you fish with Jays on?
I can't fish with Jays
on. Why not?
Because you don't fish with Jays.
No.
I like to fish barefoot. I'm going out there Freddie Flintstone.
I seen them toes.
Woo. Toes. I seen your toes too.
Toes.
Hey, Glenn could throw us hopped out of a tree with them toes.
Hey. Toes are crispers.
Hey, Glenn could throw up West Side. He could throw up West Side with his
toes. That Mark? They're claws.
They're claws, yeah.
I seen Glenn take a picture of Thanksgiving
Hank for a tree
like this.
For my toes.
I seen Bubba actually grab a fish with his foot once.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right out of the water.
Well, that's before I got a pedicure because sometimes these toenails would get Tyrannosaurus Rexy.
Isn't that how Glenn ties his hooks with his feet?
Yeah.
That's it.
I seen Glenn throw the cast net with his feet.
Stop it. That's how I'm going to fish for this tournament. I'm just going to cast net everything.
That's it.
We start struggling. I'm going right to Gandy Boat Ramp. I'm just going to cast net 30 snook and we'll just pick through them.
That's my honey hoe.
Hear that, guys? So protest.
Protest. I'm just kidding. This is for entertainment.
I won't be there. I won't be involved protesting.
This is for entertainment. We're not going to have any beer. I'm not going to throw cast net on fish. I won't get the Ike, bow fishing.
No.
Nah, I ain't going to do that.
No, we're not going to do it. I mean, you say we're not going to drink beer?
For entertainment purposes, we're not going to drink beer.
We're not drinking beer. We're taking it serious. And plus, someone on the boat can't drink beer because they have to drive the boat sober.
Absolutely.
Just like on the vehicle of your car. You cannot be drunk and drive. Same thing with your boat. Y'all need to understand that. That is a very, very strict rule that they enforce. everybody can have a good time when you're out on the water, but you need to make sure that someone stays sober or you'll get pulled over, on the water. So that's good that Glenn's with us. You know, I wish Glenn was coming because he doesn't really drink that much. After two or three Muscle Milks, he's faded.
All right, well, thanks for the PSA. School's out.
Done for.
Done.
He's done for. Done
school's for. Out, kids.
Ooh, that's it. School's right. out.
So, you telling us to live it up?
But that, you know, that tide, you know, not to change the subject, but that tide was really low this morning going over the bridge.
I saw it, for sure.
So it's that time that, you know, guys should get out of their boats, start wading to the holes, you know, fish the sandbars, stuff like that.
It's a good.
We're not going to be able to get a boat with Bubba's size and that many people shallow enough to get
so
in there.
So get out of the boat, wade, you know.
Wade it up.
I'm wading
go
this
to the holes.
With no waders. No, I'm like, not. I'm a polar bear.
That's it.
It don't bother me.
I'm going to get on the Sea Mule cart and you drag me.
I'm thinking about putting a little trolling motor on that Sea Mule cart.
And do what?
And run it, just go up.
Good idea.
Okay, yeah.
All right, we'll be back to y'all shortly. This is Flats Mafia Radio. Yay!
You're listening to Money Talk 1010. Mafia Radio will be back after this quick break. We are brought to you by C. Mule and Berkshire Homes.
Are you guys ready for some real barbecue?
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking about some real barbecue. R-E-E-L-B-B-Q. Go see my buddy Scott down there in Palm Harbor. He's got a killer menu. I'm talking about a pulled pork grilled cheese. Yeah. I'm talking about ribs that fall off the bone. Yeah. And my personal favorite,
the bucket.
Let me explain something to you real quick. The bucket, bottom layer, mac and cheese. Second layer, baked beans. Third layer, pulled pork or chicken. Fourth layer, creamy coleslaw. Topped with one of his four signature sauces that you are now able to pick up at your local Winn-Dixie. Scott is the real deal at the real barbecue. Let me explain to you, he's also available for catering and the food truck is available for your next event. Contact info is www.realbarbecue.com. Facebook, Real Barbecue. Instagram, at Real Barbecue. Email, info at Real Barbecue. Scott's the real deal at Real Barbecue.
Are you ready to start building your dream home? Berkshire Homes is your answer. Berkshire Homes offers high-quality construction, hands-on service, and the ability to track your home's progress through the cloud. They have 40 years of combined experience building exclusive high-quality homes throughout the Tampa Bay area. Start building your dream home right now. Contact them, 813-982-4229. That's 813-982-4229. Or on the web at floridaluxuryhomes.net.
Hey guys, Bubba with Flats Mafia Radio here. Have you guys heard about Sea Mule? Well, let me tell you something about Sea Mule. They're the world's best fishing carts. You can use them at the pier. You can use them while you wade fish. They're very compact and they're very durable. You can customize your own cart. It fits in a compact vehicle. No need for a truck or a van. They have a long line of accessories. You can check them out at SeaMule.com. Also at Facebook and Instagram. Sea Mule. Hee-haw!
Are you looking for a bait shop near you? Seminole Heights General Store is at your service. They have live shrimp and red wigglers, a full tackle section, frozen squid, mullet, sardines, and chum. They have soups, sandwiches, combos starting at $5.95, $1 bags of ice, and local sauces, jams, and craft beer, old-time decor, and reasonable prices. Go check Seminole Heights General Store on the corner of Hillsborough and Florida. Give them a call at 813-614-6586.
If you've been in a car accident, you need to call Machine Law Group. If you've been involved in a motorcycle or bicycle accident, you need to call Machine Law Group. Don't wait till it's too late. You need to call Janelle Machine at Machine Law Group. Call or text her now at 813-238-5800. That's 813-238-5800. Or go to machinelawgroup.com. Don't wait, people. Do it now.
Captain Bubba, Captain Glenn, and James Garrison are back with Flats Mafia Radio. Brought to you by Sea Mule and Berkshire Homes.
Come with me now. Come with me now.
Go with me now. I'm gonna take you down.
We're back. We are. This show is flying. I think we're already going to start negotiating. Doing possibly a two-hour show after our next get-up, because this just flies by way too quick. So, you know, it's just our starting everything up.
I'll get on it. I'll make it happen.
Get on it. And we're talking in the break. Flats Mafia is definitely, we are committing to
a Christmas party,
an ugly sweater Christmas party. We will have details on that. It's either possibly, we're either going to do it possibly at Rick's on the River or possibly at the Cruisecade Club, a little bit of private party, kind of BYOB. You know, that could get a little crazy, but definitely an ugly Christmas sweater party. And then the person, I'm just throwing this out off the limb, person with the best costume will have a little Flats Mafia gift bag for him.
Yeah, you know? Glenn won't be there.
I'll be there.
Nah, he don't ever show up to anything we invite him to.
I have to get an invite.
Well, you just never show up.
But I have to get an invite.
I invite you all the time to things. You just don't show up.
Oh.
It's okay, buddy. It's okay.
No.
We'll have a Christmas party. We'll make something happen, Peter.
Yeah, please stay tuned to that, because the Christmas party is going to be live. Oh, what's that? What is that? Is that what I think it is?
Oh, my God.
And by the way, this station, Money Talk 1010, is the flagship station for FSU football games.
I do not know these guys. I do not know this guy sitting next to
Come
me.
Come on now.
We just lost a bunch of sponsor money.
Yes. Hey, man, Money Talk 1010 you know, is like the flagship station for Florida like State football and basketball games, so
yes,
you're
sir.
In the right spot.
Hey, come on now.
Yeah.
Look, I grew up a Florida State fan. I mean, don't get it twisted. I'm a Florida fanatic. Florida State, USF, Miami. I go with my team.
I mean, so do I.
I'm going to apologize to Berkshire Homes right now. Those are two huge Gator guys, man.
Songs.
Hey, well, you and know y'all what? Are in here. Hey, seminal.
Troy and David, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Wait, well, you know what? That Gator tail tasted good last night.
Yeah, well, it happened. If Gators would have won, we'd have played a Gator chomp in here.
Yeah, we would have. I would have showed love to the Gators, too. I would have. But, you know, hey, you give credit when credit's due. But we're going to talk about this because we never really get a chance to talk about it. Bucks play Seattle at home. Huge game. I know Seattle's just a beast of a defense.
What makes it a huge game?
Well, because the Bucks are in content with they're in the runnings with the Falcons.
Every week's a huge game for the Bucks.
Yeah,
buddy.
Every week.
All right.
Every week is a huge game. Plus, you know, this is a huge. If we win this game and Atlanta loses, I mean, we are sitting in the race, bro. We are sitting in the race.
They're still in for a wild card. They're still running for that too.
Yeah,
they want to win a division, but a wild card's possible.
But Seattle's got a couple of injuries. I don't think Earl Thomas is playing. I don't think Michael Bennett's playing.
Rawls is playing though,
which is gooder for Jameis Winston. But I'm curious to see what's going to happen. But you know, I will be there. Actually, the game's at 4:00. I already told all my boys we're starting at 11:00.
What do you make a Flats Mafia Buck shirt?
We can do that.
How about it?
Or no?
We can. We can maybe do like a Flats Mafia. Well, we need to do like we did the stickers. We had USF, Canes, Gators. You know, we can kind of do like college.
We should do something like that.
I got college stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't made any Buck stuff yet.
Well, don't stop bucking around.
Don't tell me how to live my life.
I don't want your laugh. I don't.
Shut the f***.
There he is. There he is, Mark. Mark, we almost told you to shut up when you showed up late today.
To shut the f***.
But, hey, I'll tell you what. This show today, it flew by again. I really don't like running up the stairs with 3 minutes to spare. And
You don't like running, period.
Yeah, that's true, too. That is true. Even though, you know, I got a good workout. I was in Denver this past weekend. And
you worked your lungs out.
I worked my lungs out because I was going uphill.
And it's cold. Nice. You gotta adapt.
10,000 feet elevation.
We actually, the highest point we got to is about 14,400.
Yeah, I bet you got that
high. Yeah,
there's some fish whistling going on.
Pike's Peak. Hey, you gotta run out that Mary Jane when we leave. Leave the studio today.
Yeah.
Well, Bub, this show's all about beer in Colorado, ain't it?
Bub, tell our viewers and our listeners that you know, I want to hear their their ideas and their topics they would like to hear us talk about. You know, send us a message on, you know, our Flats Mafia Facebook page. Or
you want me to say it?
Yeah, you got the voice for it. Say it. We got two minutes. You know, I like to hear our
listen,
viewers.
Listen, this show is all about interaction. We interact with each other. You guys that always are watching on Facebook Live, we want you to call the radio station. Give us give us an update on how you're doing, or just hit us up and say what's up, and
or tell us we suck.
Yeah, tell us we suck. You know, we don't care. We got thick skin.
Yeah, message us of any topics you guys want to talk about, or
anything you want us to talk about. Yeah,
that's it.
888-404-1010 is the number. And for everyone that's watching and listening, flatsmafia.com. We got a good sale coming up. We got some new stuff coming out for the Christmas holidays. Like us on Facebook. Share us on Facebook. Tell your friends about us. Instagram, Flats Mafia. Also, Invasion Charters. You can book a charter with me, Glenn. You're
top dog. Top dog.
Top dog charters. So, you know.
Didn't it used to be Grand Slam Angler?
Yeah.
No. That was your email.
That was my email.
Grand Slam was just the name of it, right?
Grand Slam.
Grand Slam me off a boat three times. That's what he did.
That's right.
Well, shout out to C Mule Studios. Shout out to Berkshire Homes, Taylor Warner Kitchens.
For sure. Hey, I'm excited about this tournament, dude.
Yeah. This tournament is going
to
be exciting.
I get to fish some white bait. I'm pumped.
Fish Brain. Hey, Flats Mafia is coming to win it.
They ain't going
to
catch no white bait.
And you guys better be ready, because we're coming motivated on Thursday night for that captain's meeting. Best believe, Glenn, you're going to make the captain's meeting at least?
When is it?
Thursday.
Nope, I won't be there.
All right. Well, stay tuned to us next week. Flats Mafia Radio. Appreciate y'all listening. Two fingers.
This episode was brought to you by C Mule and Berkshire Homes. You can hear all Flats Mafia radio shows at flatsmafia.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, all at Flats Mafia.